Am I my brother's keeper?
Am I my brother's keeper?
Said the evil one.
Said the evil one.
After he slew his brother.
After he slew his brother.
Himself an evil son.
Himself an evil son.
The answer is plain.
The answer is plain.
Some save by fear.
Some save by fear.
Their soul you have gained.
Their soul you have gained.
If you see a brother, sister.
If you see a brother, sister.
Going the wrong way. Stop there and warn them.
Stop there and warn them.
And with your mantle slay.
And with your mantle slay.
The works of Satan.
The works of Satan.
Lest they be soon gone.
Lest they be soon gone.
What would you give? For your lot in New Jerusalem.
For your lot in New Jerusalem.
Some saved by fear.
Some saved by fear.
Some by fire.
Some by fire.
Hating the garment.
Hating the garment.
Spotted with flesh.
Washing of the water,
washing of the water,
of his heavenly word,
his heavenly word,
washes his glory and power,
glory and power,
into everyone that will hear,
everyone that will hear.
Oh, the washing of the water,
washing of the water,
of his heavenly word,
his heavenly word,
washes glory and power,
washes glory and power,
into everyone that will hear,
everyone that will hear.
Ah. of his word of love and grace.
Of love and grace.
Washes out your old.
Washes out your old.
And washes in Jesus' new face.
Jesus' new face.
Oh, the washing of the water. His heavenly word washes his glory and power into everyone that will hear.
Everyone that will hear.
Oh, the washing of the water of his heavenly word washes his glory and power into everyone that will hear. Words of love and grace, washes out your
own.
New face. Oh, the washing of the water. Washes in his glory and power.
Glory, glory and power.
Into everyone that will hear.
Everyone that will hear.
Oh, the washing of the water.
Water, the washing, the washing.
Of his word of love and grace.
Of love and grace.
Washes out the old.
Washes out your old.
Washes in Jesus' new face.
Jesus' new face.
Oh, the wailing wall of Satan.
Satan
is a terrible place.
A terrible place.
Of condemnation.
Of condemnation.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. Satan teaches you
to hate yourself,
to hate yourself,
and wail in guilt,
and wail in guilt,
to try to be like God,
to try to be like God.
Oh, the wailing wall of Satan.
Is a terrible place.
He causes you to
repent.
Guilt and woe for all your
life.
And blinds your eyes. To our God's love and grace.
Paints on you.
His old religious face.
face of religion. That long, drawn-out face. That condemned look in their eyes. He said, in this day, all my people, all of them, shall have a new face. And that face shall be set toward the Lord thy God. That face shall not be set towards their wrongs. That face shall not be set towards the past. That face shall not be set toward all the failures and weaknesses of the flesh. But their face shall be set towards the Lord their God, right in front of them. Yeah, and they'll even have my face, said the Lord. A new face will I give them. That's what you've got. Right there in front of you. Right there upon your face. The face of Jesus. Ain't it there?
Washing of the water,
washing of the water
of His heavenly word,
of His heavenly word,
washes His glory and power,
washing
into everyone that will hear,
oh,
the washing of the water. Washes out your old, washes in Jesus' new face, oh, the wailing wall of Satan, is a terrible place of condemnation, there He teaches you,
God.
He causes you to repent,
and repent.
In condemnation.
Guilt and woe.
He tells you to be like God.
That paints his religious face.
On all that hear him.
I received a commandment
from our Father through Jesus. In fact, He's clothed Himself upon me and possessed me. I'll tell you what to do. You shall destroy Satan. In my people. With my heavenly power. And my heavenly blood.
And my heavenly power.
And stand obedient.
As you stand obedient.
Nothing shall be able.
Nothing shall be able.
To stand before you. Dripping the wine of fornication.
The wine of fornication.
Of religious lies. And guilt and condemnation.
And guilt and condemnation.
Has spewed this wine. Out into the whole earth.
Of the water
of his heavenly word,
of his heavenly word,
washes his glory and power,
glory and power,
into everyone that will hear,
everyone that will hear,
of the washing of the water,
the washing of the water,
of his word of love and grace. Washes out your old.
Washes out your old.
Washes in Jesus' new faith.
La 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 la.
His people in righteousness. Judge the workings of Satan in their lives. All the hindrances of Satan in their lives. And shall utterly destroy all the workings of Satan and purify his son with fire. That's what he hath done. Oh, he hath judged and he hath purified it and will purify it. And what will his people do when this begins to happen? What will they do? Well, at first, coming out of a kingdom of darkness and religion, where all we knew was condemnation and guilt, no love, no deliverance, just guilt and condemnation. Wasn't that the way it was? At first, when Jesus begins to point out our wrongs, begins to rebuke us, begins to destroy those things in our life, what do? Go hunt another wailing wall. Oh, yeah. Immediately. You go find yourself a wailing wall. Go cry. Tell the Lord how sorry you are. Because you sinned. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I didn't want to do it, Lord. I won't do it again. Next time I'll remember. I ain't nothing. Oh, I'm just so sorry. Won't you just destroy me and get it over with? I'm so sorry. He never said that. I'm always wrong. Can't do nothing right, Lord. I don't know what's wrong with me. Lord, I'm just nothing. In fact, I'm lower than nothing, Lord. Huh? But then you begin to find out, when you do that, as we have done it, it has died. But as we have done it, we find out you don't get any deliverance when you do that. You can hate yourself, beat yourself, tell him how sorry you are, how no count you are, and you get worse and worse and worse. Don't you, Danny? You find out that there ain't no wailing wall in New Jerusalem. That way died outside the city, burned the fire.
There is therefore now no condemnation.
No condemnation.
Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh,
but after the Spirit.
So no wailing wall.
People do when the Lord rebukes them, when he begins to point out wrongs in their life. Just say, well, that's the way it is. Huh? Just have to live with it. Have to learn to put up with me, Lord. Huh? I didn't make myself. So I guess you just have to take me like I am, Lord. And continue on our own way. Is that the way? Well, what is the way then? Jesus Christ, working through his Apostle James, laid out the way. Apostle James there at New Jerusalem, at Jerusalem. In the early church. That was a church where in the old church was the original wailing wall. And when Jesus began to move in his early church there, They began to find many things wrong with this paper. Now the law, they've been used to going to that wailing wall every time. And they'd wail. And they'd wail. And they'd wail. And they'd wail. For hours and hours. But Jesus, speaking through his apostle James, said, no, that ain't the way. Said, there's therefore now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. He said, rejoice. When you fall in diverse temptations, when all kinds of strange things happen to you, you find everything in the world wrong with you, rejoice. Count it all joy.
And hindrances of Satan.
And the hindrances of Satan.
When the Lord by the Spirit.
When the Lord by the Spirit.
Points them out.
Points them out.
Then rise to your feet.
Then rise to your feet.
The great loving God,
that the great loving God,
the creator of the universe,
the creator of the universe,
humbled himself, in love for you,
in love for you,
to pick out the things,
to pick out the things,
that were hindering you,
that were hindering you,
and rebuke you in fire,
and rebuke you in fire,
and let you know,
and let you know,
that Satan was carrying you,
that Satan was carrying you,
down to destruction,
down to destruction. Created the whole universe, care enough about little old you and little old me to come and tell me and you something that was going to destroy us. He didn't have to. He could just let you go on and be destroyed. But his love is too great for that. In his love, he does anything to snatch you out of the pit of destruction.
something wrong.
Find something wrong.
When you are rebuked.
When you are rebuked.
And found that you've sinned.
You found that you've sinned.
No wailing wall.
No wailing wall.
In the New Jerusalem.
In the New Jerusalem.
Only a place.
Only a place.
To rejoice.
To rejoice.
Oh, oh, oh.
When you find all things wrong with you. You know, he could have come to you like men do. You know what the love of men does, don't you? You're all right. You're a good fella. That's the love of men, isn't it? Tells you you're all right. Pats you on the back. All the way into that pit of fire. Pat on the back by the love of men. You rather have that love? Ooh. So rejoice. And all kinds of rejoice because you find out all the things wrong with you? Yeah, but rejoice because they've already been destroyed. Whoa. Rejoice. Rejoice because the Lord God has revealed a lie that Satan has told you. And he's revealed that it hath already been destroyed. All you have to do, see, Satan tells you, if you got a weakness, Satan tells you you got to battle that thing the rest of your life. But the Lord God shows it to you and tells you it's already been destroyed. And all you have to do is just accept it by faith. Just by faith confessing it has been destroyed and rejoice in it. Take its place. I just don't. Even a fool would accept that way, wouldn't he? The old man be a fool. He wouldn't turn that down. Who'd want to live with a burden all your life? If you could just by simply confessing it and rejoicing in it, you could get rid of it. Whoa! Even I would accept that way. In all the churches in New Jerusalem, Satan has built himself a wailing wall. Oh, yeah. A wailing wall. And when a fall comes up in your life, the Lord, one of his ministers, shows you something wrong, he beats you and condemns you right back to that wailing wall. Don't he, Bill? How'd that wailing wall get there? Satan can't come in New Jerusalem because there's an angel or angels right at the gate putting him right in a pit of fire when he tries to come through. So how does he come through? How does he get that wailing wall in there? By sneaking in on the backs of his people, the backs of God's people. Sneaks right in and builds a wailing wall. Sneaks right in for that guilt and condemnation. That wailing wall has got no business in here, has it? It don't belong in New Jerusalem. It don't belong in the kingdom age, does it? That thing belongs in the pit of fire. So by authority of God's word, I take that wailing wall right now. And I cast it into the pit of fire. Just to make sure that Satan doesn't build again, we're going to cast some of those stones out too. You know what? That wailing wall was built out of stones. You didn't know that, did you? It's a hard wall. You beat yourself to death against that stone wall. Won't you? I don't care how hard-headed you are. You beat yourself to death against that wall. But he gets those stones come in through our flesh, the stone of our flesh. So we're going to remove the stone so he can't build again. And keep that wailing wall out. Or do you want to leave it in here? You want to let him build it again? As we remove some of these stones, just two or three, the Lord said, as you identify with a person that I'm demonstrating on, you're going to see that same stone in your life. And when the Lord removes it, you're going to feel that same stone leave your life. As you identify with the person I'm demonstrating on. Now, one of the stones is a stone that causes us to compare ourselves with other people. Continuing. Looking at other people. Comparing yourself with them. And either makes you do one or two things. Either you feel inferior, feel like you're behind, feel like you're doing something wrong. I must be doing something wrong. I'm not doing like so-and-so is. Or it makes you justify say, well, he, you know, he's so-and-so, or he's, you know, comparing yourself with others. But the scripture says, the word says, that he that compares himself with another is unwise. Now, you can go ahead and do it if you want to. Or you can identify with this brother. As the Lord destroys that thing. Destroys that stone. That caused them continually to compare himself with other people. And he always feels like he's doing something wrong. Is that right? So right now, the authority of Jesus Christ, the authority of the Father, and that covenant of fire, catch him there. When I cast this thing out with that fire and destroy it, he's going to jump, he's going to shout, and he's going to rejoice as he feels that condemnation leave his life. Father, in the name and person of Jesus, I claim that covenant of fire in which Satan and all his condemnation hath been destroyed. It's there. Just a minute and you'll see what we'll do with it. You don't need it though, do you, Danny? Somebody catch him there. Many forms does that condemnation take. Many outward appearances. It's all a work of Satan when you look at it by the Spirit. It's all condemnation. But many things, many other workings does he cause because of that condemnation. One of them is self-pity. Causes you to feel sorry for yourself. Another one is deceit. Causes you to try to deceive the Lord. Say, I didn't do it. There's no condemnation. That's nothing but deliverance. So by the authority of Jesus Christ, the authority of our Father, I destroy and burn up with the fire of heaven that stone of condemnation. That brother ever since I've known him with that condemned look in his eyes. I'm glad to see it go. One more stone of condemnation. Condemnation makes you do many things. Because you just about can't stand much of that condemnation. You have to do something to escape it. You will. You try to be something you're not. Try to exalt yourself. Try to do other people's jobs. try to do something to make up for disobedience, to make up for something wrong in your life? Won't you? As you identify with him now, you're going to feel that condemnation leave your life too. You don't have to sacrifice. You don't have to make up for things, your weaknesses in your life. All you got to do is confess they have been destroyed and rejoice about it. Whoa. Lord Jesus, Father, in the name and person of Jesus, I destroy this stone of condemnation. Say that it hath been completely burned up.
Makes you feel guilty,
but he tells you, that it's godly sorrow,
that it's godly sorrow,
and he paints on you,
paints on you,
his religious faith, and he always tells you. That it's the face of God.
That it's the face of God.
But he lied to you.
But he lied to you.
At the wailing wall.
At the wailing wall.
Oh, 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 oh.
Whoa.
Washes his glory and power,
into everyone that will hear.
Oh, the washing of the water,
of his word of love and grace,
washes out your old. New faith.
Jesus, new faith.
Oh, 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 oh.
Places
in many forms,
in many forms,
in his religious kingdom.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
There are confession booths,
confession booths,
and altars to light candles,
and altars to light candles.
There are even Pentecostal altars.
There are even Pentecostal altars.
Where you go to repent.
Where you go to repent.
And there you pray through.
And there you pray through.
And he tells you you made it.
And he tells you you made it.
Now you are done.
Now you are done.
You are just like God.
You were just like God.
And there are also other places of the wailing.
many other churches,
in many other churches,
you walk the aisle,
you walk the aisle,
and rededicate your life,
and rededicate your life,
and tell all how you'll serve God, and that you'll not fail God and church anymore.
God and church anymore.
But these are all works of Satan. They have no place.
They have no place
in a child of the living God.
In a child of the living God.
Where Jesus stays.
Kingdom. He wasn't called a wailing wall, would he? Because nobody want to go to that thing. He dressed it up with some nice pretty words, like rededicating your life, or praying through, something that sound real godly. So he could deceive God's people. I was stuck in the Baptist church until I was about 10 or 11. And even by that time, I think I rededicated my life about 4 or 5 times. Every time a revival came, I rededicated my life. I did. It didn't do me any good. I felt good. I felt like I'd done the right thing. But I'd go right back and just do my own thing. No deliverance. I didn't know it was a wailing wall. How many of you rededicated your life? There were tears in my eyes. But it was a wailing wall. It's got no place here. It has been destroyed.
Any form of guilt or condemnation, is not of God.
Is not of God.
Because he washed it away with his blood.
Because he washed it away with his blood.
And it left you clean.
And it left you clean.
To live his life of power.
Life of power.
And move in his love.
And move in his love.
And heavenly grace.
Satan.
One of his wailing walls.
One of his wailing
other wailing wall, you'll find in religion,
you'll find in religion,
in their offering plates,
in their offering plates,
they pass them around,
they pass them around,
and you feel guilty,
and you feel guilty,
so you wail with your money,
so you wail with your money.
Good a little while,
you feel good a little while,
but there is no place,
there is no place
in the New Jerusalem,
in the New Jerusalem,
for the offering place,
for the offering place,
one of the wailing walls of Satan,
of the wailing wall of Satan.
And you give him your money,
and you give him your money,
in love and obedience,
in love and obedience,
as you look on his face,
as you look on his face.
But if you have not money,
if you have not money,
or even the widow's mite,
or even the widow's mite,
or if you have all the riches,
or if you have all the riches
in the world,
in the world,
before you give any,
before you give any,
he requires you give your life,
he requires you give your life,
and then give,
and then give,
in obedience to him,
in obedience to him.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
Through condemnation, robbed them, and give them nothing in return except a temporary feeling that they're all right. But took their money, bound them even further with condemnation, and led them right down to destruction. No place in New Jerusalem for the offering plate. No place for condemnation. You can't buy your way into New Jerusalem. There ain't but one way to get there. And that's by coming to Jesus Christ and those three gates. That's the only way. And acting in faith, in obedience to him. Giving yourself, giving whatever he said. Can't buy your way in. It's free. He doesn't want your money. Didn't want anything you got, as a matter of fact. He wants to give you everything he's got. Whoa.
And another form of wailing wall.
Another form of wailing wall.
Of guilt and condemnation.
Of guilt and condemnation.
Great pipe organ.
Great pipe organ.
And great choirs.
And great choirs.
That sing songs.
That sing songs.
Of religious Satan.
Of religious Satan.
The Lord is in his holy temple.
The Lord is in his holy temple.
Let all the earth keep silent before him.
God is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him.
the great God. Denying the very purpose of the great Creator God is to move His life through you and I. Oh.
Of Satan.
All the wailing wall of Satan.
They are terrible places. Of woe and guilt. As Satan paints on you his face. Of religious self-pity. And woe is me. And even the hypocritical face that says I'm all right.
That's what Jesus called them. That's what Satan, through condemnation, has made out of the religious kingdom. Bunch of hypocrites. Saying with their mouth one thing and mean the exact opposite in their heart. Saying in their mouth, God loves you. Jesus loves you.